from KQED.
After a journey of nearly 5 years, California regulators today will formally adopt the nation's most comprehensive cap-and-trade system for reducing greenhouse gas emissions. Climate Watch senior editor Craig Miller has been following the long road home.
Today is when the Air Resources Board finally turns the key on the state's program to cap total carbon emissions from California industry and allow firms to trade those limited pollution rights with each other in a brand new market. It's a process that Board Chair Mary Nichols describes as
complicated, perhaps like moving a very large army a few feet in one direction.
The direction is toward getting California's carbon footprint dialed back to what it was in 1990. Cap and trade won't deliver the biggest chunk of those reductions, but it's the centerpiece of the state's ambitious 2006 climate law known as AB 32, and by far the piece that has created the biggest fuss. Last year, industry went to the mat with the failed Prop 23 campaign, claiming that cap and trade would be a job killer.
What do we want? When do we want it?
Now! And has so far survived a major legal challenge from environmental justice groups. Doubts and concerns still linger among industry and environmental groups, but by this week, environmentalists like Dan Kalb were closing ranks behind the plan.
This is an historic moment.
Kalb is the chief California lobbyist for the Union of Concerned Scientists, which had been openly critical of some aspects of the plan, in particular, that it allows for too many offsets, the ability of a company to comply in part by donating to carbon-reducing programs elsewhere.
We recommended that they pull back on offsets and limit those, but what they decided to go forward and giving it a shot and trying them. We're skeptical, but let's still move forward and test it out.
Kalb and Nichols both say there's still tweaking room in the regulation, both before it goes into effect and even after.
No one says that this is the perfect solution or that this is a perfect program. We have to put this in place and then monitor it and adjust as necessary and get it right.
And assuming that California gets it right, the Air Board's Nichols says it will put the state out in front in addressing a problem that isn't going away.
The climate has not stopped changing, and the world is still heating up, and emissions keep going up, and we keep seeing evidence piling up, really, of the effects. So I think that the topic of climate is going to be back on the agenda again. When that happens, California will be there offering a model that we think will be useful.
Right now, that model is set to hit the runway late next year and go through several expansion phases through the rest of this decade. For the California Report, I'm Craig Miller.